Good morning. I'm so excited to be with you and start our week again together. This is going to be a fantastic week. God promises that he's going to do an amazing and wonderful thing for us each and every day. And his mercies are new every morning, right? And so thank you for taking your time to spend with us today. And for those of you that are listening to the recording, I'm going to encourage you to get on the call live and join us Monday mornings. It really is a fabulous way just to start the week. And this week, our topic is going to be freedom. And as I look around and I minister to other women and some men, but mostly women, I see that the Lord wants to bring us into and usher in a new season of freedom. And when I hear this, I cannot help but remember the movie Braveheart and William Wallace just standing there, just so brave, not willing to tolerate any more of the injustice, and that he would give his life. But one of the things that he screams out is freedom. And it was so important to him, he would give his life. And I'm not saying that he's just like Jesus, but Jesus did the exact same thing. But he did it for everybody. And he wants you to have the freedom. He's already given you the freedom. We have to just receive and embrace it. So that's going to be our topic today. I want to go to the Lord and open in prayer. Father God, I just pray that you bless our time together, that we wouldn't leave this call the same way that we came. Lord, I pray that you will bless us with new understanding, new freedom, that we would have release, Lord, from those things that have kept us in bondage. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for the amazing things you're going to do today and that you've already done for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for furthering your kingdom. Lord, I pray that all fear would be dispelled, all faith would rise and belief would rise up in every person that's hearing my voice. Lord, I pray that you would speak through my mouth of clay, that you would give me supernatural recall of your wisdom and your word. Lord, I praise you and I thank you. And I thank you that this time is going to be a special, special time. Amen. So our topic today is freedom. And for me, you know, freedom can mean so many different things. But the one thing that it always relates to is a new life. I was working over the weekend with some amazing women. And the course we were going through is called Build Your Business Faster, or Master Your Business Growth Faster. That's what it is, Master Your Business Growth Faster. And usually we do this for teams, but the Lord impressed upon my heart to offer it out at an event that I did in Expo and share it with individuals so they could come. And then the next thing he said is invite a friend. And so I'm like, okay, I'll let him invite a friend. And we had an amazing experience, but the one thing that I learn over and over every single time I teach this course is that every single individual wants to have, do, be, or give more, and they're blocked in their thinking to some respect. They're blocked in their belief, and that's how the enemy keeps us captive is, you know, people think that they're kept captive by their fear, and sometimes that's true, but the opposite of fear isn't courage. The opposite of fear is faith, and we know that we have faith when we truly believe, because the Lord tells us that in the Word that our faith comes by hearing, and then he tells us that we have to have faith with unwavering faith and belief. And so when I see that people want more, I see that they're held captive, but mostly in their own beliefs. When they can break through a belief barrier and break through into that realm of faith, that with God all things are possible, when they truly believe that, things shift and there's a new sense of freedom that's something I can't even explain. Many times we even see a change in countenance. We see just a different look on their face, that you can see their posture changes. And the Lord just kept impressing upon me, I want my people free. I want them to walk in the freedom I've paid for. One of the things that has made our country of America great is freedom. People desire freedom. But the thing is we've got freedom. We just need to embrace it. You know, freedom can be defined in several different ways for all kinds of different people. But most of the time, people are kept in bondage and not able to walk out into that fear because they have a bondage to fear or to sin or to other people or to circumstances. One of the areas that I see people allow themselves to be kept in bondage over a lot of times is in relationships and other people. And they've let other people speak over them to the point where they believe things that are not true. The Word of God tells us that God sings songs over us, that we are His beloved. That means we're the most treasured love of His entire being. He wants us to be free. He doesn't want us to believe what others have said about us. You know, through Christ, we're assured that God delivers and rescues us. He frees us and He releases us as believers from all kinds of chains, whether they're physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. God wants us not only to have the freedom that He offers us, but He wants us to feel free. He wants us to embrace it. He wants us to act upon it. He wants us to live it out. You know, and how do I know that we're free? There's so many verses in the Word about being free, and I want to share some of those with you. But before I do, I want you to listen. This is so important. I want to make sure you get this, that God wants to set you free, and He wants you to use your freedom to free others. Now, I know many of you that are on the call today and that are listening have a heart to serve other people, or you wouldn't be on the call. You truly have that servant leadership, that servant's heart that Jesus had. I mean, there's no greater example of it than Him. He left His deity in heaven, came down to live a life, a human life, a sinless life to bring freedom. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He was that perfect lamb to be sacrificed for the redemption of our sin, not just the atonement, but the redemption. I want to encourage you to use your freedom, use your testimony, your story to set other people free. Revelation tells us that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. He wants us to take His blood, that salvation that He paid for, share our testimony with others. And then the last part of that verse says, and love not our lives unto death. A lot of people believe that that would require that we would have to completely die or be martyred. I think that word could mean that, but I think that it also means that we're not willing to allow our own selfishness, our own flesh, our own pride to get in the way of us sharing our story to set other people free. I know that when I go into churches and women's ministries and I share my testimony, Beauty for Ashes, that so many people are set free. I try to share my testimony and share my story, big or small, in whatever respect that I can find some common ground with whomever I can meet. Many of you on the call this morning are business people, and you either own your business or you work in a direct selling company or you're an entrepreneur. I want to encourage you to use your story to minister as you're in the marketplace. Now, I'm not saying you have to bring your Bible and you have to have a full-on Bible study every single place you go, but live and act like Jesus. Bring that freedom to other people. Offer, if you can, pray for others. That honestly was the secret to the growth and the incredible influence we had while growing my direct selling business in the field. Our focus was to be a blessing to other people. We were called Becky's Blessings. But the thing that I did is I asked each person if there was anything that I could pray for them about. Some people, they, you know, I would ask, would you like me to pray with you now? But some people said yes, and some people said, no, I'm good. And I said, well, just know I'm praying for you, and if you ever need prayer or anything else, let me know. I got to the point where I was leading so many people to the Lord by just asking if I could pray for them that I had to start bringing Bible studies and tracts with me so that after they received salvation, they had somewhere to go, someplace to learn and be discipled until we could get them into a good church. I started going to the Dollar Tree and buying Bibles and bringing Bibles with me to every party because I would end up giving out Bibles to people because they really were seeking the Lord. I was told time after time that people scheduled shows with me or joined my team because I had offered to pray and they just wanted somebody to pray with them. They could tell that where my heart was, it was really about serving. Now, the financial rewards were a blessing and as a result, but that wasn't my focus. I was having a heart for serving and just sharing my story of what Jesus did for me, setting me free, as it could be applied to common ground of what they were going through in their life. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, He gives freedom." We know that when we get saved or we accept Jesus as our Savior, that the Holy Spirit comes into us. So wherever He is, He's in our spirit man. He's quickened our spirit man. We've been born again. Our spirit man has come alive again, and we have that freedom. John 8:36 says, "So if the Son sets you free," that's Jesus, "you will indeed be free." If you've asked Jesus into your heart, you are free. Maybe you haven't had as close of a walk with Him as you may have liked. Today's a day to just come back and say, "Jesus, I want more freedom. Man, I've made a mess of my life. I'm tired of trying to fix it by myself. I'm not doing a good job. I want more freedom. I want more of You." Maybe it's a time to rededicate and refocus and come back to Him. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "You may say, you know, I'm allowed to do anything, but I reply, not everything is good for you. And even though I'm allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything." We need to only be a bondservant, someone that has willingly said, "You know what, I used to be a slave to the world, but You've set me free. Now I'm going to be free, and I'm going to serve You the rest of my life." There's a story about a slave and about Abraham Lincoln, and this was a woman. And it was very common that men would buy slaves, especially women. They would buy men to do work, but they would buy women to be slaves as well. And you can only imagine the things that were done and how they were treated. Lincoln bought a slave woman. And as he paid for her, he took her into his private quarters. And I'm sure you can only imagine what was going through her mind. I can only imagine that tears were streaming down her eyes as she thought, "I'm sold again," or maybe this was the first time she was sold, and I'm sure she was fearful. Abraham Lincoln was a very tall man, very lanky man, and I'm sure she was fearful. And he asked her to sit before him. And as he sat there, he told her, "I've purchased you as my slave." And she said, "Yes, what would you like me to do?" He said, "I'd like for you to be free. You're free now." And she continued to question because she didn't understand. Her mind could not comprehend what freedom was. He said, "You're free to go. You can have any life you desire. I've purchased you, and now I'm giving you freedom." It was hard for her to understand. It was hard for her to get her mind around what freedom truly could be. You might be in the same situation. Maybe you've said, "You know what, I do want a different life. I want Jesus to come into my heart. But I don't know how to walk out that freedom. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that looks like." When we get into the Word and we get to know Jesus, one of my favorite ways to do this is to read the book of John because, you know, John knew he was loved by Jesus and he talks so much about Jesus' love. But it gives us a really good picture about what Jesus really did and who he was as a person and about all of his different love and the love of the Father. I want to encourage you to be that person that looks back at Jesus and says, you know, I don't know what it's like to be free, and let him tell you and show you your new freedom. Abraham Lincoln, at that point, he helped her understand freedom. He helped her understand her options, and he actually helped to support her until she got her legs underneath her, her feet underneath her, and could walk out and live a free life. Jesus wants to do for you the same thing that Abraham Lincoln did for her. So we're not to be a slave to anything, especially to the world. So even though we're allowed to do other things, it's not going to inhibit our salvation. Who would want to do those things? You know, Galatians 5:13 through 14 tells us, for you've been called to live in freedom, not freedom to satisfy your sinful nature, but freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians 3:22 tells us, but the scriptures have declared that we are all prisoners of sin, so the only way to receive God's promise is to believe in Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:1 tells us, so Christ has really set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law. So sometimes we can actually get not necessarily entangled in bad things or what we consider really sinful things, like theft and murder and those kind of things. But we sometimes can get caught up in the slavery of the law and the legalism and religion. Jesus set us free through love and relationship and grace. Ephesians 3:12 says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come fearlessly into God's presence, assured of his glad welcome. We're no longer slaves. We have the freedom. We can go right to the Most High God. We can step right into the throne room of the Most High God. We are joint heirs with Jesus. Psalm 119:45 says, I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. Psalm 118:5 says, in my distress I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me, and he rescued me. Oh, there's so much freedom if we would just embrace it. Acts 13:38-39 says, brothers, listen. In this man Jesus, there's forgiveness for your sin. Everyone who believes in him is freed from all, listen to this, guilt and declared right with God. You know, this is something that the Jewish law could never do. Think about this. The Lord has set you free from guilt. Don't stay a slave to that. Don't stay a slave to anything. 1 Peter 2:16 says, you're not slaves, you're free. But your freedom does not excuse you to do evil. You're free to live lives and so live as God's slaves, his bondservants. I'm going to encourage you to walk in the freedom that God has given you. Luke 4:18 tells us, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the downtrodden will be freed from their oppressors. Doesn't that sound what we'd kind of do in our businesses, right? Don't we give good news and hope to the poor? We tell them that, you know what, you can be free from anything that's holding you back through personal development, through growth, through our business opportunity, helping you get wealth, through so many different avenues, building confidence, all of these different things. You're going to be released. The blind will see. You're going to see new possibilities. The downtrodden will be freed from their oppressors. This is a vehicle, a way out. Use your business to minister in the marketplace and set others free. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I love you and I praise you. I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you that we do have freedom, that we have freedom abundantly. And Father God, I'm just going to encourage each and every one of you. I'm going to break from my prayer. The Lord just laid it on my heart that some of you may not know Jesus as your personal Savior. Or you might be in that place today where you're thinking, you know what? I need a closer walk with the Lord. Today's the day that He wants me to be more serious. He wants to set me free. I want to be free. So if that's you, I want you to pray this prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in my place. He died for the sins that I've committed. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for every sin that I've ever committed. Thank you. Come into my heart and save my life. I declare, oh Lord, that you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I will live for you with all of my heart until I see you face to face. Thank you for saving me. And I know because I've made Jesus my Lord and Savior, I am bound for heaven, and God is my Father. Thank you for saving me, forgiving me, and accepting me just as I am. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for saving each and every individual that has prayed that prayer. Thank you that we are your children. Thank you for the freedom that we have. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name that people be released from guilt, released from guilt, released from guilt in Jesus' name, that they walk new, that they have freedom from illness, that they have freedom from disease, that there's no mental illness causing any issues with them in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that their bodies are physically strong. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that mentally they are strong, emotionally they are strong, and physically they are strong, and not in bondage to any of these things or bondage to fear or sin or other people or circumstances, that we walk in the freedom. I lose freedom in Jesus' name. And every voice that's listening, Lord, I thank you for your freedom. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Oh, and I'm going to encourage each one of you listening to my voice that you receive that freedom. All you have to say is, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it. And let his love and the freedom just permeate every cell of your being. Lord, I do ask where anything has been removed, where there is maybe something that was a demonic influence or that was a choice of flesh, that Holy Spirit, you go in and you fill each and every cell, each and every part of their being. Lord, that they would have new freedom and they would walk it out in an amazing way. And they would use this as a testimony, as a story to help set other people free. Lord, help us to have your eyes to see those that we could minister to, that we would see those that are hurting or that need you or need some aspect that we can bring hope into their life, whether it's just through a smile or a word from you, Lord, or offering to pray. I thank you for transformation that's taken place in lives today and in businesses and in families and individuals and corporations and in neighborhoods and cities and states and countries and in our world. Lord, I feel a fresh anointing of freedom, and we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for your last revival to come in. Lord, we pray that it's ushered in soon. We want to be with you. Thank you that we can experience your love and your freedom here. Help us to be faithful as we live out our lives and live out our businesses this week. Help us to be faithful to fulfill the call in our lives and fulfill the freedom that you've given us and share that and pass that on and influence others with your love, your grace, and your mercy. We love you. We praise you. And Lord, I pray that you'll be with Sonia's family, Lord, as they lost an uncle this week. We pray that he's in heaven with you, Lord, and I pray that you will comfort each family member, that you'll bring them closer together, Lord, during this time of grieving, that you will meet every need, Lord, that there would be no financial or emotional need that would not be met. Lord, we praise you that there's great momentum and growth and things happening with Rebecca and her business. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bring them to fruition. Give her the boldness and spirit to bring these things to a close so that we can start something new and exciting in each one of the lives that have been touched. Lord, I pray for all of the unspoken requests and the needs, Lord, that others have. I pray for freedom for James, Lord, and freedom for John. And Lord, I pray and I lift Jordan up to you in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would heal his body. Create this I'm just kind of at a loss for words, Lord. You know what's going on with his throat and a complete feeling of that he is well. He knows he's been healed. In Jesus' name, help him to feel that he is well. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen.